It is time for our weekly feature. We call it Weighing In from Around KTIC Country. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with the farmer Scott Wolf. He farms kind of in the Tri-County area where Washington County, Dodge County, and Burt County come together. How far along are you on harvest?
Well, we should finish up beans today. Done about 100 acres of corn. Been pleasantly surprised with the yields.
I'd like to back up and just take a brief look at the growing season. What sort of a summer was it like for you guys?
Well, like everybody else, you know, it was warm. It really wasn't too bad. You know, we had a little bit of pest pressure, a little bit of rootworm beetles and Japanese beetles in corn and Japanese beetles in beans, and saw a little more of that gall midge show up.
And then on the disease side, was there anything detrimental there?
Not really. We saw a little bit of gray leaf. We have some irrigated ground, so you'd think that we would have saw more disease pressure in there with all the water that we put on and, you know, creating that atmosphere. But really, we still sprayed fungicide on our beans and our corn.
Let's talk a minute about the soybean gall midge. Have you had to deal with that pest for a number of years? How big is that becoming for your operation?
You know, we saw it 3 years ago, so now we've got bean fields that, you know, have now rotated and 3 years later, and it just seems like it's spreading further in from the edge of the field. We're also seeing it more prevalent in new fields, too.
Give us just kind of the basics. What are you seeing for soybean yields as you're going through these fields?
You know, most of them are going to probably hit that 50 to 55. We've seen 45 up to 70. I think this year a lot is going to depend upon your soil type and your fertility.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts and the summary of the harvest progress in your part of KTIC country. Again, we've been visiting with Scott Wolf. He's a producer in that Tri-County area, Dodge County, Washington County, and Burt County. And that's this week's Weighing In from Around KTIC Country, Chad Moyer reporting.